This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Miss Rock, she's back. Who is she? Well, you know, over a decade ago, man, Miss Rock was ruling the waves, doing the hydroplane thing on Lake Washington. Well, kind of ruined the way when she wasn't on fire. And you know what? Miss Rock, man, she's going to be back. See her at Seafair August 5th through the 7th. Miss Rock powered by CARSTAR Auto Body. You want more info? You know where to go. KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game. Yeah. I am smarter than you.
You.
I'll make you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock. You're going down and I'm gonna rock. Beat Migs, I'm not the producer. Oh, Beat Migs, you're a loser.
It is time
to beat Migs. And guys, we've made it. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
That's right.
Friday.
Oh yeah, buddy.
Get down on Friday.
It just happened.
It just happened?
Friday.
Ooh,
yeah!
That was a nice little movie, kind of a movie trailer sort of thing right there.
Getting excited because I'm going to see Star Trek again, this time in the IMAX.
Ooh.
Going later on today, buddy. I would have invited you, but I
didn't. I don't want to hang out with you.
Why?
I've already seen the movie, and I just don't need to hang out with you.
Wow.
I do enough during the show.
Okay, well, that's why. That's kind of why I didn't invite you.
That's
not the right movie, Steve, but thanks for coming anyway.
That's a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve, when do you plan?
Pump, man.
Steve, when do you plan to go and fall asleep in the movie Star Trek? When does it?
when it's available on demand.
Okay, good, perfect.
I
think it's
going to
be a wonderful movie for you to sleep by because you fall asleep at everything.
I've enjoyed all of the new Star Trek films.
Well, then you should love this, man.
I've enjoyed the new Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
good for
really, my only beef is with Superman. Him and I just do not get along anymore.
Well, you fall asleep at a lot of movies. That's why I was joking, because, I mean,
but
you know what? That says a lot, because if you haven't fallen asleep at the Star Trek movies, I predict then the third one you will not fall asleep. There's a lot of action, a lot of fun, and I love the character development, which is why I'm seeing it again, man.
But I've tried to watch every single... Remember that time we went and saw Superman, I think the first of
the
ones?
Yeah, the one
Superman
with Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, and Superman Returns.
I don't know, whichever one, but
yeah.
I fell asleep before the credits even started. I mean, they started, but like there was like some kind of action going on, and I already fell asleep before that happened.
There was a scene where Superman is taking a Gatling gun to the chest, and like it's so loud in the theater.
Yeah, and he's just...
And you're just out. Yeah, you're snoring as loud as the Gatling
hysterical.
Gun shooting.
Yep. So anything that has Superman in it, Superman's my kryptonite.
Ooh, that's tough.
Deep, bro.
Yeah, see what you did there.
That's
great.
Deep, man.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Jacob in Bremerton. Jacob, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Great. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Great. He's playing for a great pair of tickets to the All Ball Comedy Tour, which is going to feature Dane Cook at the White River Amphitheater on September 18th, courtesy of Live Nation. Go to KISW.com for all the details, and if you want to get tickets to this show, get them at LiveNation.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jacob will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jacob, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
What basketball player starred alongside Jean-Claude Van Damme in the movie Double Team?
Oh, shoot. Pass.
In what decade was the very first test tube baby born?
China.
No, what decade?
Oh, what decade? 1900s?
No.
850.
No. In the game of checkers, how many pieces does each player begin with?
16?
No.
12.
Yes. What is the center of an atom called?
Neutron.
No.
Molecule.
No.
Ah.
What baseball position goes by the two letters SS?
Oh, shortstop?
Yes. Which Disney cartoon character's love interest is named John Smith?
Pocahontas?
Yes. Peter the Great is considered the founding father of what country?
England?
No.
British?
No.
British. Ooh, horrible.
Well, three correct.
You didn't drop a deuce at least. Yeah.
That's definitely something to say there.
So that, you know what? Your day is looking up, Jacob. I mean, you know.
And anything can happen on Friday.
Steve could have an aneurysm and just pass out.
Yeah.
That could happen on a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's true.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
Yeah, buddy.
What basketball player starred alongside Jean-Claude Van Damme in the movie Double Team?
Charles Barkley?
No.
Michael Jordan?
No.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
No. In what decade was the very first test tube baby born?
That would be the 80s.
No.
70s?
Yes. Huh. In the game of checkers, how many pieces does each player begin with? No.
12.
Yes. What is the center of an atom called?
It's apple.
No.
The nucleus?
Yeah. Ooh,
fancy wow. Boy.
Yeah, you guys think I'm stupid.
Science.
What baseball position goes by the two letters SS?
Shortstop.
Yes. Which Disney cartoon character's love interest is named John Smith?
The Little Mermaid?
No.
Mickey?
No.
Pocahontas?
Yeah.
Ooh, history.
Peter the Great is considered the founding father of what country?
Family Guy.
No.
Thank you, buddy.
The Great. Britain.
No.
Germany.
No.
Hello. Italy.
No.
France.
No.
No.
What is the molten rock magma called once it flows from a volcano? Yes.
Love that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You win 6-3.
All I do is win.
Sorry, Jacob. But we knew where this was going to go, Jacob. You and I both knew this would not end well. No problem, Jacob.
Your phone's cutting out.
Yeah, we're going to let you go. Jacob was so enthralled in playing the game, he just decided to have another conversation.
Well, he knew what was going to happen at that point. He got three correct.
Yeah,
so
he did.
When you just get one above the deuce, you're probably not going to win.
There's a philosophy. When you just get one above the deuce, you don't win.
Thanks. The basketball player that starred alongside Jean-Claude Van Damme in the movie Double Team.
Okay, we got to think about this because it better be somebody we know.
Larry Bird.
No, think the 90s.
Kobe Bryant.
Who was big in the 90s?
Michael Jordan.
Well, he was, but a teammate of his.
Oh, Pippen?
No.
Oh, then it had to be the other
Dennis
guy.
Dennis Rodman.
Yes, Dennis Rodman. Who's flamboyant enough and crazy enough to actually be in a movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay, I'll give you that.
All right, then.
I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
I don't think you need to be flamboyant or crazy to be in a movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme. I would love to be in the movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Well, you are quite crazy. Yeah. And I've noticed, you know what? I've noticed you've got a lot of flair for the dramatic.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so, you know.
Peter the Great is considered the founding father of what country? You hit most of Europe with your guesses, it's not Europe.
Is it Mother Russia?
Yeah, Russia.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which is a really bad Russian impression.
That
thank
was
you.
Pretty bad, but hey, points for trying.
Thanks, about as good as the guy who calls us.
That's a good point, yeah.
Rude. Congratulations, Steve. You won with six correct.
Yeah, caller six. You are a winner. You're going to the Oddball Comedy Tour featuring Dane Cook. Oddball Comedy Tour winner for caller number six, 206-421-ROCK. Rock is 7625. Don't forget Beat Migs. We'll do it Monday morning at this time, twice each weekday morning, 6:47 and 8:47. But you can play anytime you want, and the kids love playing this game too. Check it out. Just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. Got a new survey, Steve. Oh, man, I don't know what's happening in our country.
Okay, and now I'm really curious.
People were asked if they'd rather have sex or eat dinner at an incredible restaurant.
Is the dinner free?
Well, it's a really, I don't know. Let's say it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And am I in the middle of a heater?
Are you in the middle of a heater?
Like, am I getting action, like, for a solid, like, you know, 3 or 4 days straight?
You know, Steve, I don't know why they didn't address this in the news story that had nothing to do with you. They should have really figured that out.
Well, I mean, if they want me to answer it, I need to know these stipulations.
This is your choice. You just have a choice in life. Do you want to have sex or have dinner at a great restaurant? Who do you think wants dinner over the restaurant, or do you think anybody does?
Oh, I definitely think people would pick dinner over
sex. All right,
so
which gender do you think wants dinner over the restaurant?
Females.
I mean, dinner over the sex. And you are absolutely right. Almost half of women have to have a great dinner. Now, whereas a quarter of men say they'd rather have the great dinner, and 75% of men are like, pretty much, I want to have sex.
I feel like, though, the ones that say they'd rather the great dinner are either not very happy in their situation. And you know what I mean? Like,
or they're getting it a lot already.
And they could give it up for one night.
Yeah, it's like, I don't get a fancy dinner very often. So,
right. Vicky, I hope you're right about that, because traditionally, over the years, it's just either women, A, sex isn't enjoyable for them because it's hard for them to get where they want to go, or B, they have a bad partner. Mm-hmm. So I would like to believe you're right. That would be a hell of a sociological evolution if, in fact, women are just having so much fun that, you know what? Hey, I don't get to have a great dinner more than I have great sex, so let me do the thing I don't get to do.
I mean, I would definitely err on the side of sex. But, I mean, there are times where it's like, that would be a great meal to eat.
What if it was at the Met and, like, you got everything? You got the soup, the salad,
been to the Met. How about Canlis? I have never been there myself. That's like that's another amazing joint. You've never been there. Sex or Canlis?
Ooh. Yeah. And it's free.
Yes, it's goddamn free. Jesus.
Well, it's expensive to eat there.
Honest to God. Yes, it's free.
I mean, there are times where I think I'd go with Red Lobster. I haven't had Red Lobster.
Well, you know what? That's not free. You got to pay, buddy. You got to pay for Red Lobster. Now you're getting silly.
That Admiral's
Feast.
That's
not going to be free if you're going to do Red Lobster.
What about the captain's platter?
All right, listen. Survey also found out that pretty much half of men and women say eating can be just as pleasurable as sex. Now, that's interesting. Really? As a dude, they say that?
I believe that. I mean, there are times where you haven't had such a meal, they're like, oh, this is just as good as sex.
No.
Hmm.
No, I mean, if I've had amazing sex and an amazing meal, the amazing sex wins every time.
Well, duh. But, like, not every time. I mean, not everyone's having amazing sex all the time.
Oh, really? Well, you haven't been with me, buddy.
Well, and I never will.
That's
so
why my wife doesn't even like
your word for it.
My wife never goes to dinner. She doesn't need to.
Yeah.
She's with me.
That's right. She's not in this state, because she just could only handle that amazing sex
once
a month.
If I live with her, she'd be dead. She'd be dead. Right. I mean, she just couldn't handle it. What am I going to do?
I mean, her mind would physically be blown.
Oh, yeah. She'd be like a vegetable.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's like. All right.
Yeah, just trying to tell you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's right. Sorry about that, Prodigy. Earmuffs.
So if you had to pick one place, like, what would be the ultimate meal for you?
Oh, the ultimate meal.
Place.
If it's like my last meal, I love Indian food, so I'd want to go to, like, an amazing Indian restaurant. But I do want to go to Canlis someday, but I feel intimidated. I feel
Why?
Like I don't know. It's a fancy place.
So
have you? So I don't feel fancy. I feel like, you know, I don't fit into fancy places.
Oh, I would love to go there in like sweatpants. I don't think they'd
Well,
let
if
me.
I could go there in sweatpants, it'd be great. But I think Canlis, because Seattle, the cool thing about this place is that you can be casual in almost every restaurant you go to. It doesn't matter. You never have to worry about how you look. When I got on to Orange County and visit my wife, it's different. It's a different story. I always go, oh, honey, can we just go to a place where I. Because, you know, everyone's always in jackets. It doesn't matter where it is. It could be a fast food restaurant. People seem to always be dressed up down in Orange County, California. And that just makes me so uncomfortable.
I'm looking at the Canlis' website. It says since 1950. Canlis has lived up to its reputation as the swankiest, dressiest restaurant in Seattle.
That's right.
Today, we maintain that tradition by requesting that men wear a suit or a sport coat.
Yeah, see?
Though we don't require it in many areas of the dining room. Casual attire, not appropriate. The bottom line, everyone likes to look good. In 1950, people knew fashion and loved to show it.
This is on the Canlis website?
Yes.
Really? Okay, well, you know what you're getting into. I got no problem with that. I like that. I like that they tell you what you're getting into. Some restaurants don't do that, and then you walk in and you feel uncomfortable. At least Canlis is like, look, this is what we're about. I appreciate that, because some people like to do dress-up. They love those kind of occasions.
Gosh, part of me would love to just go and not...
Oh, don't be that guy.
Dressed like this in my Undertaker t-shirt.
Don't be that guy.
And my chucks.
But you know somebody. The trouble is, around Seattle, there's people that got a ton of money that dress like you.
That's right.
It used to be you knew who the rich people were. But in Seattle, you don't know who's rich. You got to be careful. You never know who's who, you know?
That's like sometimes we like to go to those to the open houses, the houses that we will never be able to afford.
Oh, and they don't know if you're a guy or
right.
not.
Right, and I'll dress like a schlub like I always do. And I walk in, and I'm hoping, and I'm sure they think, this idiot thinks that we think that he's not who he is.
Yeah.
I mean, but, like, I'm thinking, well, maybe they'll think, like, I'm some, like, rock star, and, you know, I don't need no suits.
Oh,
I don't
see?
Need to dress nice, but
they
I got all the money.
They treat you good here.
World.
You're right. I've done that, where I've gone, you know, I've been me schlubbing around going to an open house here.
Yeah.
Now, I've done that down, beach houses down in California. I'll walk in schlubbing around, right?
Yeah.
And they don't even give me the time of day. They go, hey, buddy, you can't afford this. Here you go. There's a couple of streets over, and there's like a hole you can live in. We got that for about $400,000. You can do that.
One texter says, I've been to Canlis. It's amazing. Seriously, if you get the chance to go, go.
I'd like to go as – you think we could go as a group and get the company to pay for it?
No. The company is not going to expense a meal at Canlis.
Look, there's a time. Look, there's a lot. Look, our general manager, he's a great guy.
He is.
Jack's a great guy. He's never taken us to Canlis. Why don't we bug him?
All right, let me look at the menu.
Bug him, all right?
How much
I think it's time for us to go in and talk. Jack, we want nothing but Canlis. Otherwise, we're walking. How about that? Can we do it? Steve, we want to go. Let's do it. We have wives, don't we?
Prices on the menu. That scares me. Whenever things
don't
have prices on the menu.
Oh, they have a price on there? Oh,
they
have
the traditional, a three-course meal is $90. A four-course meal is $110.
That's actually not bad. I mean, for a place that's that swanky?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I think, you know what? You and I together. We got to be solidarity. I can't go into Jack's office alone. I need to know that you're on the same page with me.
Do I need to wear a suit when we go in there?
I think we should. We should tell
we're
Jack.
Ready.
We should tell Jack we mean business.
We want to go.
We're going in.
And we're going today.
Here's what we want. We want the four course for $110. Don't try to give us the 90, Jack. Four course. Right? Come on. Let's put it. We haven't done this in a long time. We haven't drawn a line in the sand, right? We've been all compliant and nice. We do a nice job around here. Let's go in there and be big timers.
Here's a text. Steve, I'll take you to the fancy dinner, and I'll give you sex. I'll even let you order off the main menu instead of the dollar menu. Signed, Ryan Castle.
Oh, very nice.
Thanks, Ryan.
Oh, what a great guy. I have this. What I'm going to do, this guy, this Chicago disc jockey did this one time when he went into the manager's office. We'll wear the fancy suits. And then on the bottom of my shoes, if I don't get a yes from Jack, I'm going to write the F word and the U word on each shoe. And then I'll just kick my feet up on his table.
Yeah?
On his desk and go, I think you know who you're dealing with now, buddy. What do you think?
And then he'll put his feet on the table. On the bottom of one of his feet, he'll say your, and the other foot, he'll say fire.
That could be. That's why I need you in there, Steve, because you might be the first to go. You know, I'm the old one. He'll fire me first. What am I talking about?
That's nice, BJ. I have a message for you.
You're fired!
Steve, I need solidarity. What if we bring Vicky in? He won't fire her.
Yeah.
Will he?
One person says, would you rather have a dinner at Canlis or new hockey gear?
New hockey gear?
Oh.
That's not even a question. Yeah, don't ask me if like a shopping spree at Mox Boarding House. No, because that board game, I would take the board games over that.
New hockey gear or sex?
New hockey gear.
Well, sex?
Yeah. It's like
just one sex.
It's like one amazing session. It goes as long as you want, and you get to do whatever you want.
Can I have just a one-a-sex?
One-a-sex.
But am I locked down for the rest of my life? No. I'll take the hockey gear. I think my wife will understand. I'll pick the right time of the month to say no to that.
Would you like a one-a-sex or a two-sex? How many sex would you like?
Come back to me in around the third week of the month, okay?
Yeah, there you go. Honey, it's time for our one-a-sex. All right, it is also time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. Text us at 77999. Your calls and texts at 918 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic. You guide the show. Listeners on the Loose brought to you by Taco Del Mar. And that's how it works, man. You know what? 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. You can also text us at 77999. It doesn't matter if it's a topic we've discussed before or a brand new one you want to bring to the table, and it can be a topic we discussed today, yesterday, a year ago. It doesn't matter. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Steve has just one rule, though, for Listeners on the Loose.
Show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
All right, let's go to Brad the Meat Man. Brad in Linwood, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Brad. What you got for us, buddy?
Well, it's grilling season, and I just wanted to give the Rockaholics a little advice on the best butcher's steak for your money and just a little advice on how to pick a steak to grill out this summer.
Yeah, what the heck, man? If you're the meat man, you must know. So what kind of steak should we be looking for? Where should we go? How should we do this?
Well, any steak lover, true steak lover, knows the best steak is a ribeye. And the best part of the ribeye is called the chuck end of the ribeye. That's where that cat muscle is the biggest, and it's just the most flavorful, tender. It's got everything you love about a steak. The little-known fact is right next to the chuck end of the ribeye is the chuck.
Okay.
So the front end of the boneless chuck is essentially just a ribeye, but it's, you know, $4 a pound instead of $8 a pound.
Ooh.
And so, you know, the best advice I have is get to know your butcher. You know, being a butcher is a dying breed, and God bless him, I was a butcher for Local 81 for 7.5 years. And get to know your butcher.
So you're saying you go to the supermarket and you just start to strike up a conversation with the meat dude.
Yes, you know, and most of
them. Hey, man, can I talk about your meat?
You know, if they're worth their salt, they're gonna appreciate you wanting to talk to them.
All right. Now, where's the filet mignon come from? Where do they get that from?
So that's tenderloin. Essentially, you know, in the butcher world, we call that the poop muscle.
Oh, jeez.
So its only job is to move poop down the intestine. So it's very, very tender because it doesn't do anything. You know?
Oh, man, that's what I'm eating?
Isn't that funny?
Maybe that's the key to why it tastes so delicious.
That could be. I had no idea. So
I mean, isn't like, crab and lobsters are bottom feeders, all that?
And so am I, apparently.
I enjoy things that involve that, apparently.
Surf and turf is really just me basically going down to the depths.
Oh, this is great. I'm not eating steak this weekend.
Yeah.
So the best advice, though, is so especially during summer, because chuck is a braising meat, so people don't usually buy it. So it'll go on sale sometimes for like $1.99.
Whoa.
You go to your butcher and say, hey, man, can I get the front 4 inches of that chuck roast? And they're going to look at you and go, aha. And then you can take that sucker home, cut it into 3 steaks, and you dropped, you know, $8 on 3 beautiful ribeye steaks, essentially.
Brad, thank you very much, man. I appreciate this, bro. That's some good stuff. I should try the front 4 inches of the chuck. I'll see just if he looks at me like he goes, oh, you know what's up.
Well, make sure you say it like that. Don't walk in and say, hey, man, I need some meat, and I want the front 4 inches. Like, that might...
Oh, that's a good point. You're probably right.
Just give me the 4 inches.
I just want the front 4, sir. That's all. Oh, that's all you have is 4. All right. Well, I'm sorry about that, sir. Never mind. I can't take that from you. So, listeners on the loose, you pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. Text us at 77999. Jeff and Sultan, you are on the ROCK.
Good morning, BJ and crew.
What's up, buddy? Hey, Steve, your new name is now crew.
Nice.
What you got for us, buddy?
Everybody, you all are important to me.
Thank you.
Way to distract the guy.
Yeah, sorry about that. Don't worry, Jeff. What do you want to talk about today, sir?
It's about the Pokemon Go and stuff like that. I hear just a lot about it. I was talking with my neighbor about it.
All right.
And he had mentioned that at Boeing, apparently, they had to put out a policy that no Pokemon Go to be played on the premises because people are being so focused on their phones. They had some people walk into a safety-restricted area where they were doing welding and grinding overhead. So you need to have hard hats, safety glasses and stuff.
Wow.
Well,
it is amazing to think that people are that distracted.
Dude,
I mean, it really is amazing.
Two kids ended up in a different country. I mean, they crossed the border.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Dude, yep. Jeff, you're right. That's pretty bizarre, man. I know. I wonder the age groups of the people running in. You know, if you're over 35 years old and you're not aware of your surroundings while you're playing the game, that's pretty lame. I could see young kids not knowing what the hell's going on. So, but then again, Boeing, how many young workers do they have that are maybe?
People are just obsessed with this game. Right
yeah,
now.
They really, really appreciate the call, Jeff. Yeah. Thank you, man.
We got a text that says, "Guys, have you heard that people are actually naming their kids after Pokemon characters?"
Yeah, dude. I this story is nuts. According
to Jigglypuff is the name of someone now.
Jigglypuff. Yeah,
I think it's a stripper I met once.
She had Jiggly something.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is according to BabyCenter.com. You're right. People are naming their babies after Pokemon characters. A huge jump this month of this, which...
Well, like, so someone's name is going to be Pikachu. Well, there's already a Peekaboo Street,
Pikachu,
so I guess Pikachu.
Yeah. Yeah. And Pikachu is one of them. Jigglypuff, like you said, is another one of them.
No.
Come on. Now, the girls' names, this one I don't mind. Rosalia. Did I say that right, Vicky? Is it Rosalia?
I think that's some of the newer generation
Rosalia, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rosie.
Onyx. That's not horrible, I suppose.
Onyx is like a big, brooding, like, snake rock monster. That's kind of weird.
But Onyx is also a jewelry-sounding name, so I guess you can get away with it. And
a great rap group from the 90s.
Yeah. Slam. But I see what Vicky's saying.
Okay. Let the boys be boys.
See, now I don't want to name my kid Onyx because there's too many references that are not good. doesn't make her sound. She's like daddy's little girl. Evie is kind of nice. And that's a, who's Evie? Is Evie a girl?
Evie, Pokemon? It could be any of them. It's that little kind of furry dog looking one. Kind of. It's cute.
All right. Star, Ivy, and Shay are going. Well, hey, there's a Shay Pokemon? I didn't know that. I got a Pokemon named after me. Nice. All right. Okay. Oh, I see why. It's Star, Ivy, and Shay, and they're saying they think they're naming them after characters Starmie, Ivysaur, and Shaymin. That's why they think they're doing Ivysaur, is that how you say it? Oh, that's why. Oh, so you got Eevee instead of Ivysaur. Okay. How about that?
At some point,
the moms, by the way, babysitter.com said half the moms that are on their website play Pokemon Go.
But you have to explain to your child at some point that that's why you named your kid.
Yeah.
I've had a very unhealthy obsession with this game.
But it's no different than naming, you know, my sister named her daughter after a soap opera character. And, you know, my niece, whatever the heck she is, she's like, I don't know this soap opera. That's really stupid. Really? That's what I'm named after? Sorry about that. Yeah. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Rock is 7625. Text us at 77999. You pick the topic. You guide the show. More of your calls and texts at 933.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Rock is 7625. You can also text us at 77999. Let's go to Josh in Bremerton. Josh, you are on The Rock.
Hey, BJ, how's it going, man?
Not too bad. Josh, what you got for us, buddy?
So I basically just wanted to do a quick thank you to the business that I've been working for the last 15 years.
Oh, really? You're not working for them anymore? You're done?
Yeah, I'm basically going to go do my own thing. It's going to start, well, my business has already started. It's a jack of all trades. I talked to you guys about it before.
All right. And, so so what you been doing before you jacked all your trades?
Well, the business I'm leaving is Penn Plaza Self Storage in Bremerton. And I just wanted to say, man, good company, really good people, good customers, and just kind of wanted to give a shout-out to them. A lot of our employees and stuff listen to your show. So
nice.
Just wanted to say thank you, and that's pretty much it.
Give it out a shout.
Well, good for you, Josh. I'll tell you, I appreciate the call, man. Congratulations.
And, I thought you said also you were going to go to the workplace with a bunch of free food for everybody. I thought that was the last part.
So
everyone that works there, be prepared. He's coming with some food.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah.
They really like Top Pot over there. So you know.
He's bringing canless.
Oh, bringing canless. Wow. Yeah. Josh, you really are appreciative of the last 15 years.
They do to go there, I hear.
Yeah, nice. All right. Well, cool, Josh. You know, you never know when somebody says, hey, I want to talk about the place I'm quitting.
Yeah, it's nice that they're leaving on a high note.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very quickly, I wanted to be able to talk about, I don't know if folks heard about the massive fire that happened, I think, last Friday that gutted the historic Mercantile Building in Bothell, destroyed 15 neighboring businesses. And one of the businesses that were affected was our buddies over at Zulu's Games, man, Zulu's Board Game Cafe. They are still open, though. They were able to survive most of that fire, and so they are open for business, and they're a great place in Bothell, especially if you're a board gamer and you like to get child play some games. Go support those guys because they got a little roof work they got to get done.
If we're going to mention supporting some places, I want to give a shout out to the Angry Beaver. It's a Seattle hockey bar in the Greenwood area. They were one of the establishments that was affected by that Greenwood explosion.
Oh, right.
And, many months ago, and they've been closed since then. They did a soft reopen last weekend, but they're reopening as of now. So if anyone lives in that area, go show them some support. Help put some money in the pockets of all the people that work there because that was a tough time for them.
You just said the Angry Beaver did a soft reopening.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, major props to those boys and girls over there.
Very, very nice, man.
BJ, we got a text. Steve, I saw your pick with John Schneider. What was it like to meet the architect behind the Seahawks? And did you run the interview? Because I missed it.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, last night, of course, you were there. It was the premiere of that movie, Gleason.
Which is about Steve Gleason, who's battling ALS, which is just an awful disease that just makes it so that you can't walk and talk anymore. And John Schneider was there and talked to me, and it was awesome to get to talk to him about the Gleason movie.
Here with John Schneider. John, what first attracted you to this project? How did you find out about what was going on? It's such an incredible, powerful...
Very random. A very good friend of mine from high school in Green Bay helped produce the movie and be involved. She reached out, and we were like just... I didn't even know what was going on. So, yeah, really excited about being able to help out any way we can. Tracy and I are trying to do whatever we can to help out in the community. And obviously we're very involved with the autism community, but ALS is very special to our hearts because Derek Jensen, who played for the Raiders and played for the Seahawks, was on my staff for several years, and he has ALS and had to retire because of it. We talk about him all the time, and we try to stay as close to him as possibly can. So we're just here to support Steve as much as we can and the whole ALS community.
Have you seen the movie yet?
I have not, and I've been going 100 miles an hour since about 7 o'clock this morning, so I guess I'm ready to sit down and just kind of get my butt kicked a little bit.
Yeah. I watched the trailer. I watched it in the morning, and I was like, I kind of want to just go home and hug my wife. Because it seems like such an incredible love story, in addition to an uplifting story of what he's battling, but a love story not only with his wife, but also with his kid.
You know, everybody gets caught up in their everyday world, right? But, like, what is it all about, right? Like, we're only here on this earth for so long, and how do you love as strong as you possibly can and support all your fellow man, so...
And how do you inspire? Where do you find your inspiration? Like, what?
My inspiration is my family, you know, my boys, my wife Tracy's so strong, and doing whatever I can, like we said, with the autism community and helping my son be the best he could possibly be. But also this community and the 12s and being able to give back as much as we can now, knowing that we're going to be here for a little while.
I think everybody in Seattle is very happy to hear you're going to be here for a little bit.
Yeah, we're very excited.
One quick question. If you had to pick one favorite Seahawk that's no longer on the team, who would it be?
I can't do that. There's so many. Right. I would have to say Marcus Trufant. He's just standing right
there. That's fair. He's hovering over you.
Yeah.
Well, John, thank you, man. Nice to meet you. Take care.
Yeah, you said, of course, he's well-loved. I mean, Jimmy Graham, you said, really came up, gave him a big bear hug.
That was pretty cool to see Jimmy jumped behind John Schneider. And John had no idea who the hell was behind him. Just this big dude. Jimmy's huge, man, in person.
Huge.
Wow. And just give him a hard time. It was kind of cool to see a lot of love. The Pearl Jam guys were there. Got to meet Eddie Vedder. That was pretty damn awesome.
And
Steve Gleason was there, too. His wife, his kid. It was just a special night. And get more information at GleasonMovie.com. And the movie's now showing here in Seattle at the Landmark Guild and also at Cinemark Lincoln Square.
Nice. Very nice. Here's a big question. What do Ryan Castle and donuts have in common? Donuts. You're going to find out at 9:48 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and donuts have in common?
Well, you think they're baked, but they're actually fried. This is going to be a bad one today because every donut sounds like it could be a euphemism for sex.
Yeah, I was going to say, the theme for all the texts are holes in boxes.
Right.
Holes in boxes.
Holes in boxes.
Cream filled.
Holes in boxes.
Yep. Glazed. Right. Steve fits them in his mouth.
Kreller.
The bear claw. Isn't that right, Vicky?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jelly.
Oh, yeah.
Both leave a mess on Steve's face.
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Both have a glaze around Steve.
Right.
Yeah. I appreciate these
holes in boxes. Holes in boxes. And cream.
Sprinkles.
Dude, how about this, man?
Oh, they're both legendary.
All right.
Nice. I like that.
Nice little local tie into a great donut shop.
So this is a dude.
From my phone number.
This is a dude that got arrested by cops because they thought that his icing for the donuts that he likes to have was meth. They tested its Krispy Kreme glaze. It hardened, you heat the donut in the car, falls off on the seat. They check them, pull them over, look at the seat, and they see all the glaze droppings, and they go, this is meth. They tested it twice. It came back positive for meth, even though it's just a Krispy.
Wow, that's why those things are so good.
Damn, dude, really? They're Walter White, that stuff.
Mess around with cops and donuts, man. They know.
He had to get an attorney and everything, man. And they were just like, no, that's not Krispy Kreme, that's meth. And...
wow.
They both rot your teeth.
God, I love those donuts, too.
I do, too, man. Ryan Castle, he rots your teeth. And he's got a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
I would go to bed, and I would put a VHS tape in my... and hit record, and like do like the long play version.
Vicky's glazing over, so you know what the hell we're talking
about.
No idea.
With a VHS tape, you had the option of either having it used... it would be higher quality...
It's like Steve is the ancient one, telling the young ones around the fire. You know what? I'm done. I give up. Shut up, Vicky.
What?
Screw you. Screw everybody. I'm young.
My wife just said... She just texted and said, I don't even know what you're talking about.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time.
to on your rent or your mortgage by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card, and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it. But you could get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month. And that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.